In this bulletin, John Setka denies making negative comments about anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty. Melbourne chosen as one of the three cities to experience Uber Air, and a preview of the Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Union boss John Setka says he's a victim of false allegations being made for political gain after coming under fire for comments he reportedly made about anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty. Mr. Setka has been criticised for allegedly suggesting that men were left with fewer rights because of Rosie Batty's advocacy. The Federal Labor Party has suspended his membership and is considering expelling him for the alleged comments. Speaking at a press conference in Melbourne, Mr. Setka said the claims were completely false and he won't be stepping down from his union leadership role.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are making up a lot of lies and telling a lot of stories that are untrue. And based on them lies, I mean, why should I resign? Why should I leave the union based on people's lies and little political agendas? I mean, I don't intend to resign over people wanting to fabricate the things that I've said that I've never said just to try and push me out of the trade union movement so they can get their hands on the CFMU and all its assets. I mean, not about to do that.
John Setka's wife, Emma Walters, has defended him as a man who supports women. She told reporters that she and Mr. Setka had been to hell and back in recent years.
We have been in a very dark, dark place. I have been in a very dark, dark place. It is very hard to watch the Get John Setka campaign. I see John Setka get up every morning and go to work at 6:30 to represent his members. I see him come home at 7 o'clock at night, having spent all day representing his members. I can't describe how hard it is to watch.
Meanwhile, Federal Labor frontbencher Tanya Plibersek has added to the pressure to see Mr. Setka removed from the Labor Party. She says Mr. Setka's alleged comments were completely unacceptable and don't represent Labor values.
What I can say is, as a union member myself, I would be very unhappy with any representative of my union making comments like this about domestic violence. I would find it completely unacceptable. What we can do as the Labor Party is make it clear that his comments are unacceptable to the Labor Party, they don't accord with Labor values, and that he'll be removed from the Labor Party.
Melbourne has been chosen as one of three cities to experience Uber Air before anyone else. The Victorian capital is joining Los Angeles and Dallas as trial cities for the aerial service, with test flights to begin in 2020. Uber Air plans to use small and electric aircraft able to land and take off vertically to connect airports and other transport hubs with CBDs, limiting traffic congestion. A member of Pauline Hanson's One Nation in Western Australia's upper house has quit, citing enduring poor party leadership at a state level. Charles Smith told State Parliament it was the end of a long line of frustrations for him and he'd now sit as an independent. The former policeman was elected in 2017 with One Nation state leader Colin Ticknell and Robin Scott. In football, France says it's not expecting an easy match against Norway in their second game of the Women's World Cup on home soil. France go into the game heavy favourites to beat Norway in Nice. They defeated South Korea 4-1 in their opening game of the tournament. France captain Amandine Henry says they'll have to play just as well to beat Norway tomorrow morning.
Je pense qu'on s'attend à un match difficile.
We're expecting a difficult match from Norway. It's not really a shock because we can see from the other matches that there are none of any small teams. Every team is well prepared and we have to be ready. We have to play just as well against Norway as we did against Korea.
Un tout autre match et voilà, il faut être à 200%.
In other matches on day six, Germany will play Spain in Group B and Nigeria will play South Korea in Group A. And now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 18 degrees. Adelaide, also showers, 16. Melbourne, a possible late shower, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, early rain, 16. Wollongong, similar conditions, 20. Sydney, rain clearing and 21. Newcastle, rain at times, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.